This, Overpaid, Over-Egged and Over-Here, is Roundtable with me, Andrew Collins. For the next hour, we'll be talking about some music. You can do that as well in the chat room if you want, bbc.co.uk/6music. We'll take you there, go to the programme page and click on chat room. People are already in there chatting in a special way, but we'll be chatting in real life here in the studio. And my guest from the left, I always have to start on the left, is Paul Rees, editor of Q magazine, who's been away on a big long holiday, and he's just literally walked in the door. He's got a sombrero on. Have you had a nice time, Paul?
I've had a wonderful time, thank you. Sombrero accepted.
How long was it? 3 months?
Yeah, four? 13 weeks.
13 weeks. So in your stead, Gareth Grundy has been looking after Q, and in fact he was supposed to come in today, but he's too busy, so we got you instead.
Well, he's having his hair cut. By Christ, he needs it.
You've had your hair cut as well, though.
Let's not even go there.
Right, which country did you have it cut in?
Ecuador.
There you go. That's all I need to know. We're all impressed now. Stuart Lee is here. Hello, Stuart.
Hi.
Nice to have you here. First
Thank
time.
You. Thanks for having me.
It's not a problem. And what should we call you first? Should we call you a comedian? Should we call you a writer? Should we call you a director of an opera? Or the bloke in the Sunday Times?
A man who's obviously doesn't know what he wants to do with his life would probably be the answer.
I completely identify with that. Stuart reviews the records that you've never heard of the artist by in the Sunday Times culture every week, and The Fall occasionally. And compiled a Fall album as well, which is a good thing to have
but
on the CV.
But that's another story.
That is. And if only we had time to tell it. And Kitty Empire from The Observer is here.
Well, hello.
Nice to have you here. First time again. And former NME person.
I'm so sorry, yes.
Don't have to be sorry, because I'm a former NME person. Paul Morley was here last week. He's a former NME person. There's more.
We get everywhere.
Yeah, they're everywhere. It's terrible. Media whores, we all are. So it's nice to have you here. Rock critic.
Thanks for calling me a whore. That's really kind.
Only in media terms. Are you a pop critic or a rock critic on The Observer?
Well, I think they call me a pop critic.
Right.
You know, what's pop music these days, Andrew?
I don't know. In fact, maybe we'll find out in the next hour. It's possible. Is it Suede? I don't know. This is Suede.
Give a little bit of something.
That's Suede on Six Music. It really was. That's called Attitude. It's out on the 6th of October. You're listening to Roundtable. I'm Andrew Collins. My guests are Paul Rees, Stuart Lee and Kitty Empire. We're going to be talking about it in a moment. I'll tell you a bit more about it. It's a double A side. It's on a. It's their first new material since A New Morning, and it's coming out on a best of, because all best ofs have to have two new tracks by law now. And they're playing five nights at the ICA, which is in London, sadly, for those of you not here. And each night they're going to play a whole one of their albums. Crazy stuff. Do we like that or not? Is well, we'll find out now. We'll start with Kitty Empire, because I always start on the left. I'm starting on my right now. I still feel bad for using that word to describe us all.
Honestly, it's not so bad.
Good. Right, Suede then. Now, it doesn't sound much like Suede, which is not something I imagine we'd be saying.
No, and I find that enormously encouraging, actually, because I thought, you know, the last couple of albums have been sort of, you know, all right. And they seem to have gone out to some clubs and heard some of that newfangled electro clash music that that's been about for a couple of years. And I don't know, it's just sort of bright and sleazy and sounds quite perky, really. I like it.
It's good that it's sleazy, because they were always really sleazy in real life. Yeah. And the last time I saw Brett Anderson, I bumped into him at an organic food shop, and he was looking for a particular kind of rice, and I thought, that's it, it's all over now. But clearly he's found some sleaze somewhere in his life, because that sounds quite rude. I don't know whether it is, but they always did sound a bit rude. I know what you mean about the last two albums, though.
Yeah, you know, I think they do what they do, and they've carried on doing it to a sort of slightly diminishing band of followers. No, no offence, Suede fans. I count myself a Suede fan. But, you know, it's just been lackluster, I think. We can honestly say. I don't know. Does anyone disagree with
Stuart
that?
Lee, do you agree?
I had a problem with Suede, because I was listening to a bit off the album when the young boy joined.
Yes.
The first one that came out after that. And I just got obsessed with how bad the drumming was, right? And if you listen to it, it's the worst drumming in rock, right? It really is just like someone in the school practice room. There. It goes... all the way through, and there's never, it's re- and I don't know whether that was like this kind of determined thing, or we'll keep it beats really simple and people pick up on it. I was really relieved, yeah, maybe, but I was really relieved that had like sounded like programming, and that maybe the man who does that has gone from Suede. But I know what you're saying, Kitty, about like it's they sound like they've moved on, but I think one of the things they were really good at is when all the words sounded like sort of a cockney pervert talking about living in a gutter.
Well, we've got the Libertines now, you see.
I suppose so. You've got a new one that. I mean, that was his strength, wasn't it? Mm. Being that, you know. But well done for making a brave new start.
It's about time after all these years. Paul Rees, editor of Q magazine, back from his holidays.
That's ruined my return, I have to say. Suede, just want to, you know, they get those bands where every time you hear them, you just want to take an Uzi to every single member of the band. And ever since I've heard Suede, they just do that to me. I think it's something about Brett Anderson that... I'm sure he's a very nice man, but he irritates me in a profound way. And the only thing I've ever been interested in about him was how much the guy who was recruited, Et, to change shape during the space of one album.
Right.
And that
the
just,
boy.
The boy.
That's what he
called
him.
The boy,
he is called the boy.
It just sounds like they've gone into this, they're obviously trying to change, but it sounds like a really desperate attempt to do it. It sounds like they've left the studio and allowed someone to go in and mess around on a selection of instruments, and there's no real point to it. Although DJ Martian on the chat room says it sounds like Scary Monsters era David Bowie. It's just scary to me.
Right.
Foreshadows something.
It does.
Well, there is a chat
room. I think
room.
It's too early to say where that will take Suede.
Right.
You know.
And also, it's not the lead-off single of a brand-new album. It's the lead-off single of a load of old stuff. So it's a kind of weird thing.
And also, even though that was like 2 minutes 50 or whatever, vast proportions of it was silence.
Yes.
So we've even less to judge it on.
And how we love silences on the radio. Well, let's give it a mark out of 10. That's the vulgar thing we do on Roundtable. Kitty?
I'm sort of 6-ish, 7-ish, 6-ish.
6-ish.
6-7.
I agree exactly with that.
6-ish, 7-ish.
Yeah.
And Paul?
Oh, I'm on a 3.
You're on a 3. Ooh. I see a 10 out of 10. I see three 10 out of 10s in a row in the chat room. They're obviously very keen on Suede.
If they were to spend a lot of money on advertising in Q, though, would that move up?
No. No, absolutely not.
You'll be sent back on holiday. So now we're going to play 50 Cent. Completely different. I don't know what you heard about me. What else you can't get a dollar out of me? No Cadillac, no perms you can't see. Said I'm a B-I-M-B. I don't know what you heard about me. What if you can't get a dollar out of me? No Cadillac, no perms you can't see. Then I'm a Now, she in the club, she dancing for dollars. She got a thing for that Gucci, that Fendi, that Prada. That BCBG, Burberry, Dolce and Cabana. She feed them fools fantasies, they pay her cause they want her. I spit a little G, man, and my gang got her. An hour later, had
had her ass up in the Ramada. Them trick coming in the air saying they think about her. I got her right by the bar trying to get a drink about her. She like my style, she like my smile, she like the way I talk. She from the country, then she like me cause I'm from New York. I ain't that trying to holler cause I want some... I'm that trying to holler cause I want some bread. I could care less how she perform when she in the bed. Man, hit that track, catch a date and come and pay the kid. Look, baby, this is simple, you can't see. You roll up with me, you roll up with a B-I-M-P.
I don't know what you heard about me. What else you can't get a dollar out of me? No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a B-I-M-P.
G-Man! F-I-F-T-Y-C-E-N-T-N-S-N-O-O-P. Doggy style in your map of the 2003. And y'all know I'm from the PPG. And she, F-I-F-T-Y-C-E-N-T-N-S-N-O-O-P. We internationally known and locally respected.
You know you're just a
B-I-M-P. Oh, what you know about me? Yeah, girl, I got my now lady gators on. I'm about to show you how my pimp hand is way strong. You're dead wrong if you think the pimpin' gon' die. 12 piece with 100 chicks by my side. I'm down with that boy, fitted like a pound with glue. We love you, Snoop Dogg. Yeah, I love you too. G, U, N, I, Tizzy, rolling with me. My partners in New York know how doggy get down. I got my riders in Queens, got some freaks uptown. I got my business in Manhattan and I ain't effing around. I got some butter pecan Puerto Ricans from the boogie down. That's waiting on me to return so they can snatch these braids out and put my hair in a perm. Word, they love it when I gets to limping and spitting and smacking magnificent pimping.
I don't know what you heard about me. You can't get a dollar out of me. Woo! No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a B-I-M-P. I don't know what you heard about me. But if you can't get a dollar out of me, yeah. No Cadillac, no perms, you can't see. Then I'm a B-I-M-P.
Switch over and ride with a star. Didn't get you far. I'm a P-I-M-P-G-A-M-G-S-E-E-R. Yeah, I'm young, but I ain't done. There's some tricks, but I ain't one. I'm a gorilla for Skrilla. I trip you and try to run. I let them do as they please, as long as they get my cheese. Even if they got a freeze or it's 100 degrees, I keep them on their knees. Take a look under my sleeve. I ain't gotta give them much. They happy with Mickey D's.
We keep it pimping in the South. You know how it go. We drive old school white walls with me flow. I spend the G-Unit piece and get them D's in handcuff if your lover or your girl coming with me when your neck and wrist glow. She already should know that money make the world go round, so let's get more. It's time to show these players how it should be done. You got pimp potential, you might could be one. G-Unit!
I don't know what you heard about me.
I was Snoop Dogg on there, but it's 50 Cent's song. It's called Pimp, or P-I-M-P, actually, and third single from Get Rich or Die Tryin', which has sold 8 million copies around the world. It's his debut album. It's sold a tiny 500,000 of those in this country. He signed to Eminem's Shady Records. In fact, Eminem loves him and brought him over here to play Milton Keynes. The very idea of 50 Cent being in Milton Keynes is one to wonder at. And you are listening to Roundtable. My guests are Paul Rees, Stuart Lee and Kitty Empire, and the chat room contains you, bbc.co.uk/6music, if you want to get in there and talk to each other. Frankly, we're ignoring you, and you can say what you like about anybody in the studio. We're not looking. So 50 Cent, do you want to shoot him with an Uzi, Paul Rees?
Well, I wouldn't be the first, would I?
No.
Man, he's got quite a lot of work to do, really, hasn't he, 50 Cent? He's likely to remain single for a long time, because he's proposing that you go out with a pimp who's going to get shot.
Yes.
He's there's just something about... I just find him amusing. He's just genuinely entertaining. I don't really want to sit and listen to his music, but he's very, very funny. There was a great interview I read with him where the only person in the room who wasn't wearing a bulletproof vest was the guy interviewing him, which is right. Got to be slightly off-putting.
Yes.
And he's got a steel drum in there, which is always to be applauded.
Or a steel drum button.
Yes.
Sorry to sound like an old man.
And also, if anybody remembers the old comedian Norman Collier.
Oh, yes.
God. Oh. The Norman Collier mix of that single. Fantastic. Well, that's off to the man.
I used to buy dirty versions of rap albums until I became a DJ. Now I buy clean ones all the time, so I don't even know what he's saying in those gaps. I can guess, but I don't know. And, yes, the Steel Band. Probably the Steel Band that used to be on Blue Peter all the time. Do you think they're in there? Or are they being sampled and not getting a single penny of royalties?
Yes, probably. Probably, yeah.
Yeah, right. So, Stuart Lee.
I don't have any reference points for that. It's like giving a newly born Japanese child porridge or something. I feel like it makes me feel like really. I used to like rap when people were really furious, like Public Enemy, or funny, like Ice-T, or both.
He's both funny and furious.
What,
though?
Pimp? This Pimp man, 50 Cent.
You should the rest of the record. It's a bit of a mystery why they've. Well, no, it's no mystery why they've released this as a single, because it's quite catchy. It's got a nice steel drum in it, and it makes them sound hard. But there's, you know, there's like three or four other tracks that would have made better singles, like I don't know, you know, the one where he asks people to come and have a go if they think they're hard enough, for example. You know, many men wish death upon me.
That's right.
Many men.
Oh yes.
And you know, that would have been great. That's a great sort of sing along one, I think.
Could be the fourth or fifth single though, don't forget.
Well, yeah, we've got a few to go.
There are many more dollars yet to ring out of the people. So Stuart Lee with no reference points then.
I met a pimp once and he wasn't anything like 50 Cent, yeah.
Really?
He was an elderly man in his 50s who'd been to Winchester Public School and was in a really late night pizza restaurant near the Windmill Theatre. But then at the end of the evening he revealed that he worshipped Satan. And that conversation, that evening, was more intimidating than that record to me.
Right.
Yeah.
And did he look like the kind of person that would get lots of girlfriends?
Not really, no. I mean, I don't know if 50 Cent does.
I think
he's taunting us with money on the front of the single. He's got a big wedge of cash in his hand, showing you what he can do.
You're right, though. Things have changed in the world of rap. It used to be, you know, gangster rap has now turned into this other thing, which is kind of quite sweet sounding, and yet it's got sort of gangsters actually doing it. It's very, very confusing for people.
I think the important thing about 50 Cent is there's been a lot of fake gangsters.
Right.
And he's come along and he's sold a great deal of crack to a lot of children on the streets.
It's not libelous to say that, because he has.
He has. And I think, you know, for the first time, the rhetoric, you know, the actual, yes, I'm a hard man and I, you know, shoot people is true. Although he's not shot anyone, sorry.
He's not a very good he keeps getting shot.
He does keep getting shot.
No,
let's say that he hasn't sold any crack to any kids,
yeah.
But only to people who are old enough to take it.
Absolutely.
Just to be on the safe side.
Absolutely. He's not coming after us, I don't think. I think he's got bigger fish to fry. But no, I mean, I think that the good thing about him is he's finally come along and he's the real deal, as opposed to a lot of these people who talk the talk but haven't ever walked the walk.
Right.
And so that's his credibility is intact, I think.
Let's give him a mark out of 10 then, Mr. 50 Cent. Kissy first.
I really like the album. Song. I think this single's kind of, you know, I you know, as a person who lives in an area of London where there are, you know, lots of crack whores in front of my house, I don't really approve of pimps particularly. So I think, you know, a bit yucky, this single. But marks out of 10 for the tune, you know, 5.
5. Stuart Lee?
Oh, 4 then.
4. 4 Reese.
I'm at 5.
5. Right, okay then, we'll move on to something that hasn't got any swearing in it after all, after this.
6 Music.
The best new bands at selected venues across the UK. 6 Music's Le Mac in the City. At the New Academy venue in Liverpool on Friday.
Headlining
Ladytron. Franz Ferdinand. And the Mountaineers. And even if you can't make it to the gig, you can still hear the highlights with me, Steve Lamack, on 6 Music. Lamack in the City, in Liverpool, this Saturday afternoon from 1. 6 Music, on digital satellite channel 870 and Freeview channel 77.
It would be awesome.
Take your chances, roll the dice. Take your chances, it would be awesome. If we could dance, it would be awesome, yeah. Let's take
They're from Detroit, but they're not the White Stripes. They are Electric Six. That's called Dance Commander. It's out on the 13th of October. The third single from their album Fire, obviously following Danger High Voltage, and Gay Bar, which is a big hit at Glastonbury. 100,000 copies of that album they've sold. They said they were a one-hit wonder. Then they had a second hit. Now they're a two-hit wonder. Will they be a third-hit wonder is what I ask my guests, Paul Rees, Stuart Lee, and Kitty Emperor. I'll start with Stuart Lee. If you want to find out anything more about Stuart, you can always go to stuartlee.co.uk.
Yes,
that's his website. And then I don't need to say anything more about all his other things that he does. And if you can't remember that, then there's a link to it from our webpage, because it is quite hard to remember.
Yeah, I don't encourage the use of it, though.
No.
Because people go on there and pretend to be me, and then people email me saying that I've been rude. I've just banned the internet, just write it off.
Okay.
Anyway.
Don't go there.
Yeah. Electric Six, well, I thought that was really good fun, that. I mean, it's weird, though, isn't it? Because if you're in your 30s, you're getting to the age where you remember that kind of thing the first time around. in the sort of early 80s, electropop crossed with punk kind of new waves. In fact, someone on the chat room said it's a bit like OMD, and I kind of know what they mean, actually. It's a bit like a OMD with guitars and a sense of humour, but it's got that...
And filth.
Yeah, or M as well. You remember them?
Yes, Hot
Music,
M, yeah.
Reminds me of that, yeah.
A man called Robin.
Yeah.
I do believe.
Yeah.
That's all I can remember about him. So anything more to add?
No.
Have you followed their career with interest?
No, I haven't. I did enjoy at Glastonbury, though, lots of people running around shouting Gay Bar.
Yeah.
And not knowing where it had come from initially. Then when I found out it was because they'd seen Electric Six and it was the refrain of one of their tunes, I thought it was less amusing.
Right.
I thought it was kind of as a random phenomena indicating the madness of crowds. So I preferred it.
Yeah, well, let's imagine that that's the case then.
Yeah.
Kitty Empire, you must have had to follow their career because you're a journalist.
It's true. I don't deny it. At the risk of sounding like a joyless old harridan, I hate comedy rock. I think it's the worst thing in the whole world ever. Probably worse than fascism. I think Electric Six's first single, Danger High Voltage, was phenomenal. I thought that was great. I think the rest of it has just been... it just makes me want to poke my eyeballs out with a fork. I don't know, really. I think this will probably be a hit because Gay Bar was. Because, you know... It's quite fun. Gay Bar, yeah, that's a really good song, Gay Bar, not.
You don't like it?
No, I don't. Like I said, you know, I just think that the whole idea of irony, all this, there's been a massive swathe of things like this, you know, there's the darkness and there's all this sort of, there's this hugely ironic swathe of music at the moment, which I think is very well and good when people mean it, and I do think the darkness mean it, but I think the thing with Electric Six is they are phenomenally clever people. You know, Dick Valentine's a clever guy, and these are Detroit scenesters who are actually quite cool people, and in fact the bass player actually once played bass for the White Stripes, curiously enough.
Did he?
He did, on the one time the White Stripes had a bassist live, he played with them. So these are relatively cool people, and in fact the three cool members of the band have actually left.
They have. So, that's very complicated, isn't it?
So, you know, I think it was a big shock to them when their joke album was a success, and I think I've said my piece.
You have. You've written them off in a big way.
What you mean about the about this sort of this suffocating feeling of irony that you can get off something like that. I remember seeing someone made me go and see They Might Be Giants about 2 years ago, which I suspected I wouldn't like, and about halfway through I was thinking, what would you do if you had to communicate a sincere feeling? You've got to a point where you're incapable of it now. But I know so little about Electric Six, I wasn't aware they're supposed to be a joke.
I don't know whether they are.
Well,
it's difficult to know. Their videos are quite amusing.
That was my sort of disparaging thing. Their videos are not amusing, they're bad.
Right. Paul Rees.
Well, I am a joyless old goat, and I totally agree with what Kitty says. I think music's supposed to be more important to me than... It needs a bit of passion, a bit of excitement to point to it. And I find it really... It's just a sad sign of our culture that you get something like... I mean, I was horrified to get home and find The Darkness.
Well, you know.
I genuinely couldn't believe it. And it's the same thing with this. I mean...
It's music for people who don't like music.
Yeah, it's fast food. It's music for people to listen to and talk about in an office.
The Darkness supposed to be... Are they supposed to be a joke?
Yeah, I think there's an irony bell ringing loud and long and loud.
Just sort of,
I don't think they are.
It seemed exactly like Rainbow or something to me, and everyone at school liked that.
No, I think it's... It's a joke.
I would say we're not here to talk about The Darkness.
No, we're not.
A bit like a school teacher thing to say.
It's almost like you can't really be bothered wasted time talking about Electric Six. It's like, fine, get on with it. It'll probably be a hit. Go away.
I'm thinking you won't give it a high mark out of 10, Paul. You start the marks.
Nothing.
Nothing. Stuart Lee.
I'm going to give it the same amount as Six, as Suede, which is Six.
Right, OK. When they're called Electric Six, that's quite good.
Yeah.
Kitty?
One.
1.
Wow. Oh, dear. There's a naught in the chat room there. I can see a 6, a 6, a 10, a 10. So, anyway, that's Electric 6 written off. They'll probably have another 50 hits off that album. We're now going to play Chicks on Speed. To Roundtable. This is Chicks on Speed. We don't play guitars. We'll be reviewing it after the news with Paul Rees, Stuart Lee and Kitty Empire.
Guitars, we don't play guitars. Can you play guitar?
We don't play guitars. We don't play guitars.
Crystal clear sound.
Across the UK.
On DAB Digital Radio. The future of radio.
This is Six Music.
Six Music.
From the BBC.
Charity worker killed in Iraq and BA tackles terror threat.
This is Six Music.
From the BBC.
It's 6:30, I'm Nikki Cardwell. A British bomb disposal expert working for a mines clearance charity in northern Iraq has been shot dead in an ambush. Ian Rimmel, who was 53 and from Kidderminster in Worcestershire, was attacked on a main road heading for the city of Mosul. Lou McGrath from the Mines Advisory Group.
We're all pretty devastated and we're obviously got a huge amount of feeling for the family at the moment. We obviously are in contact with our people on the ground and we're doing all we can to try and assist their family.
The UN Security Council has been meeting in New York to discuss a new draft resolution on Iraq that's being presented by the United States. Russia says it'll back the move. France and Germany say they won't. The American Secretary of State, Colin Powell, says he wants the UN to have a more comprehensive and active role.
Because the coalition is making such progress, far more Iraqis worry about our leaving too soon than about our staying too long. They need not worry, for we will neither leave too soon, nor stay too long.
British Airways says it's considering installing anti-missile systems in its aircraft to guard against possible attacks. A BA official said the company had been talking to airline manufacturers about the feasibility of deploying such a system on a passenger plane. A London borough is considering appealing against a ruling that 9 care home wardens should be paid for the time they spend on call outside their normal working hours. An employment tribunal decided that Harrow Council failed to provide adequate rest breaks and pay. And the pressure group CND says its membership has increased dramatically since the war with Iraq. The organisation says it's struggling to cope with thousands of applications in the wake of the huge protests earlier this year. Six Music News.
Get your dream ticket to some of the world's greatest concerts as we play the best from the BBC Music Archive. I'm Janice Long, Monday night from 10.
Six Music
from the BBC.
You're listening to Roundtable. I'm Andrew Collins. We're reviewing Chicks on Speed. We don't play guitars with Paul Rees, Stuart Lee and Kitty Empire in a moment. But here's a little snatch of it, as they say. See if you like it still.
From the BBC.
This is Six Music.
Chicks on Speed, We Don't Play Guitars, is out on the 29th of September. Now, for some people, the words, they began as a fake band at the Munich Art Academy in 1997, well, it would chill their blood. I don't know whether it does to our guests here. We'll find out in a moment. They are Kiki Morse, Lissa Logan and Alex Murray-Leslie, who's got three names. are they any good? They've been making records, having started as a joke band since 1998. And, well, let's put them under the hammer, as it were. This is Roundtable. If you're listening live, you can get into the chat room, bbc.co.uk/sixmusic. We'll get you there. If you're listening to the repeat, clearly you can't. So let's just be live, and let's start with Paul Rees, returning editor of Q Magazine. What a world you've come back to.
What a terrible world I've returned to. It's just, let's really put them under the hammer. I mean, everything gets recycled, doesn't it? But Sig Sig's button it being recycled is just not called for, is it, in any world? Dreadful.
Back, by the way. You'll miss that news story.
Oh,
I believe they're reforming.
It gets worse and worse.
Everything has changed while you were away.
It gets worse and worse.
Someone went back in time and stepped on a butterfly, and everything has everything's evolved differently.
So you are just saying, no, I'm having none of that.
Dreadful nonsense. Dreadful.
One hilarious comment in the chat room from Sam, who said, I wonder if they play guitars. See? The good comments do come out of the chat room occasionally. Stuart Lee?
Someone else in the chat room says, who are the public doing our work for us? they said it sounds like Safety Dance with Men Without Hats. From it's a really interesting thing. But yeah, you know when you said they were a fake band, but now they're not? In the current climate, at what point does a fake band become a real band?
That's true, yeah. At least forming an art academy in Munich has a little bit more, I don't know, dignity than forming in front of Pete Waterman.
Well, yeah, it's like a Pete Waterman record. It's like, except that it's got... In the packaging and some of the sonic palette of it, it's got the slight... It's tarted up in the glad rags of having a slightly alternative bent. But that's all you need
to
say about
it. That's as far as it goes. Yeah. Stuart Lee has said sonic palette. I'm delighted about that. Mm. Kitty Empire from The Observer.
I have slightly more time for Chicks on Speed. Right. I think they're a bit like the B-52s. They've got that kind of... If you like female voices yelping, then you'll like this record. If you don't like female voices yelping, you won't like this record. Lots of people don't like female voices yelping, hence the sort of feeling in the studio. I think Peaches is on it playing guitar, which is quite funny. I think arty people are allowed to play rock and roll, or, you know, synth pop in this case, and it's not going to set the world on fire, let's face it, but I have time for silly Americans living in Berlin making art statements.
Well,
how many others are there?
There's tons of them, mate. Right.
You can't throw a stone without hitting one.
You really can't.
In Berlin. So let's get a mark out of 10. Mark out of 10. Kitty first, then.
I'll give it a 6.
A 6. And Stuart?
I need to just look at what my other ones are so that I've got a consistent... sort of, I'm going to go back down a 4 for that.
You're taking this very seriously.
4 Reese.
Yeah, I am.
Ooh. 1.
1. Okay, not too great then. We're going to play a song now which has a nice, slow, quiet guitar beginning, which is the first, I think, of the entire programme. The rest have all been rather brash. By the way, Chicks on Speed's album's called 99 Cents. It's a kind of coincidence that we just played 50 Cents. This is Hope of the States.
We'll be right back.
Hope of the States, Enemies Stroke Friends, September the 22nd is the release date. Previous single, which was called Black Dollar Bills, and it's now fetching apparently £50 on a well-known internet auction site. They're from Chichester. I almost don't want to tell you any more than that. They're playing live anyway throughout October. Dublin, Manchester, Glasgow, I'm sure they've got a website. So let's decide in the Roundtable studio what we thought of Hope of the States. Paul Rees, Stuart Lee, and Kitty Empire. I'll start with Stuart Lee this time.
Oh, no, I was hoping you weren't going to come to me first.
Start with someone else, if you like.
No, go on.
Go on.
Well, it sounds it's like that is English indie rock music on a budget, innit?
Yep.
And probably on a major label.
Do you know, I'm not quite sure which label it's on, but I think you're right,
Yeah, well, you know.
Sony, right, none more major.
It's better than Star Sailor and things like that, because it sounds a bit more like old-fashioned Echo and the Bunny Men kind of things, but I don't know, with a Smashing Pumpkins kind of, I mean, at the moment, it sounds like it's an assembly of sounds that would hit certain kinds of targets if you were trying to market it, but I'm sure they're sincere.
Right, that's good. We have to be slightly more brief this half hour, so that first thing you said was actually brilliant.
I should have got out on that.
Yeah, I should have leapt in.
Yeah.
Paul Rees.
Yeah, that's exactly, I mean, it's fey indie rock music, isn't it, of a certain vintage. Again, it just seems like most of the things we've listened to tonight just seem to lack any soul or passion, and doesn't really do anything for me at all.
Fair enough. So no hope for them. Kitty Empire.
They hit a lot of Radiohead buttons for Radiohead fans who don't like the new Radiohead albums. I have quite a lot of time for them. I think they sound very American. I don't think they sound like English indie music at all. I think they're taking their leads from a lot of American bands, sort of Mercury Revy type things as well. I think it's okay, this single. I don't think they're the best new band in Britain, as many people have said.
That's what Sony think.
Mm.
So, well, they're going to be damned for being on a major label now, so let's give them a mark out of 10.
No one should be punished for being on a major label. Hell no. That single's good. I think, I'll stretch to a 7.
7. They're on the same label as The Clash, after all. Stuart Lee?
I'm going to go up to a 5.
Wow. He's been very
careful. Actually, I'm going to go up to 6. Because
I'm
going to go to
a
7, because I like that more than Suede.
Right, OK.
He's only done that because someone there said he sounded like Stuart Lee singing, hasn't he?
How can they know? They've never heard Stuart Lee sing. Paul Rees,
obviously, been on his website.
Yeah. Mark out of 10?
5.
5. OK. We will change tack now completely and go to the Chemical Brothers.
Yeah.
I'd like to leave that on, but we have things to talk about, that being one of them. That's the Chemical Brothers. The album, which is what we're actually reviewing here, even though that's one of the new tracks on it, is the greatest hits, basically, singles 93 to 03. That's called Get Yourself High. It's got KOS, who is a Canadian rapper, the first Canadian rapper we've ever played, I think, on Roundtable. So we're basically saying, do we like the Chemical Brothers in the form of their singles? They're all on there, effectively. Hey Boy, Hey Girl, a lot of them. I've given the sleeve to my guests so they can tell you more. We'll start with Kitty Empire this time, I think. The Chemicals in a nutshell.
The Chemicals in a nutshell. Yes. I think the Chemical Brothers are good. obviously, the singles are... They vary wildly. I mean, my personal favourite is Private Psychedelic Reel, and it's still a killer. You know, I played this the other day, and it still sounds great. Some of this is dated slightly. I think Big Beat is very old hat now, and the problem with dance music is it's not really built to last. It's not really trying to last. So in a way, when you release kind of these greatest hits type compilations, it's not really right. I mean, if you're kind of on drugs, say, it sounds fantastic at the time.
Imagine that.
I know, but I think there's something about the immediacy of dance music that doesn't endure on something like hits compilation. But having said that, Chemical Brothers were always more about pop music as well. So I think it's good. I think this new track with KOS, I think you meant to say it.
So I call it KOS.
Yeah.
I call some
it's all right.
Some 41, some 41.
Yeah, no. I think it's all right. I think when they do hip hop, they're quite good. I mean, you know, Block Rock and Beats, hip hop sample, very good. That's all I have to
Can
say.
Can we just
really.
Establish that the Private Psychedelic Reel, which is brilliant, is not on here?
It is.
Oh, well, there you go.
That is full 9 minute.
That is
length.
Just remarkable. We couldn't play that, of course. So, Stuart Lee?
I agree with everything Kitty said, basically. Aww. I think that yeah, it does date badly, dance music, and it's not really... a lot of it's about being in the moment. And in fact, the Chemical Brothers were the first time I ever saw people who were just some men at a computer desk doing things and really enjoyed it. It was them at a Phoenix Festival. Do you remember that? Stop now.
Yeah, Phoenix and, Festival. That takes us back.
But I actually think Private Psychedelic Reel and probably Setting Sun and maybe Out of Control would stand the test of time, because there's something kind of organic about them that feels more than just surfing a particular moment in musical culture. I think that's great. And Private Psychedelic Reel is on there and it's brilliant.
Fantastic. I don't remember it being a single, so they must have shoehorned it on.
Yeah.
Good for them.
No, it was a single. It was.
Oh, it
just
was.
Very long. So, you know, probably didn't get played.
It wasn't number one.
No.
Okay, Paul Rees, very briefly.
Yeah, fantastic of the moment, but they're about as dated as flares now.
You think?
It's gone that quickly. I mean, I was listening, bizarre sort of fashion, I was clearing out some CDs only yesterday, and Chemical Brothers didn't survive the call.
Didn't it?
No. Even Block Rockin' Beats now sounds...
You know what, I'm bad about that, because this is all on one thing now, right, so I'll be able to cull a few Chemical Brothers records
yeah.
and maybe get this, particularly if it's in this very thin PR.
I don't think it won't be, Stuart.
It won't be, all right.
I think it might be in a big sleeve.
That takes up
when,
the shelf
when
space.
You're a music journalist, you see these things are very important,
yeah.
You know.
Absolutely. I can't believe he's thrown everything. I knew somebody at school who, this is about 1981, threw all their records out except for their Echo and the Bunnymen records, and that was kind of early Echo and the Bunnymen.
But you and I both know I will buy the Chemical Brothers back again.
Yes.
About 2 years.
Let's give it a mark out of 10, their entire career, please. Kitty Empire.
Eight.
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 That's not even as many years they've been going. Four
yeah. Seven.
No, that's pretty good for a career. You can't
You've
complain about that.
From, you hate
that's good.
Normally.
I've come to line.
You hate it. Even that seven, you still wouldn't keep it.
We're going to hear a record by The Rapture in a moment, which gets me excited after this.
Six Music's Navigator. If you missed any of Chapter 2 in Six Music's Navigator, you can now get your kicks on the A66 online. See and hear some of the musical offerings on the route going coast to coast from Teesside to Cumbria. Hear highlights of Lamac in the City with The Rapture and The Stills. And relive
Six Music's Bridge Brother.
Yes, Bridge Brother.
www.bbc.co.uk/6music. A musical journey around the UK. Six Music's Navigator.
Get out of your head. Fast,
I want to play all of that to you. We haven't got the time. I want to play every track off that album. I have no bias, though, because I am only the chairperson. That's The Rapture. The Coming of Spring, that's called. The album's called Echoes. It's their first album. It's out on the 15th of September. It's not their first album. Their debut album's called Mirrors. This is the first album that most people will have heard, I would imagine, because now everybody wants a piece of them, because they're from New York. And House of Jealous Lovers is the current single. They're playing some UK dates as well. Do we like The Rapture? Are we... rapturous about them? That would be a foolish thing to say. Paul Rees from Q magazine. They're in the new Q, aren't they? Or
they
is
are
that
indeed.
Interpol? Oh, they are.
They are indeed. Yeah, I think in isolation, all the tracks sound great. They sound really exciting. I think as it's put together over the course of an album, it gets a bit wearing. But that's good.
It does all sound like that. That's
it. How far they can take that and how much they can branch out from that would be interesting. But that on its own, it's a great track.
Right. Stuart Lee?
It's weird because that sounds like all the music I grew up liking. You know, Gang of Four, Fire Engines, Big Flame and lots of early 80s John Peel things. And so there's a part of you that wants to be 35 and go, kids today, eh? But on the other hand, it's really great that they've got their own, that you young people listen to Radio 6, have got your own version of that you can go out and enjoy. But remember that our generation liked it before you. That's the main thing to say there. But that's my favourite thing we've heard today.
Also,
but
The Rapture,
because it reminds me of stuff I already like.
But The Rapture will talk about Gang 4 endlessly in interviews, and people will go and buy entertainment. So
that's true.
It's good for everyone.
I think I saw them at Glastonbury. Actually, with them, would they have been in the new band's tent?
It's likely.
I got loads of them all mixed up.
Bez joined them on stage.
Everybody in New York apparently sounds like this.
Oh, I didn't see them then.
There's Interpol and there's Radio 4 who sound like this as well. Kitty Empire, are you up for this?
Oh, absolutely. I think they're great. I think they do have a problem in that a lot of people who write about music professionally and a lot of magazines who are interested in trendy things have fawned over The Rapture, and their single didn't chart particularly high, despite being the best single in the whole world ever, almost. I love The Rapture. I think they're fantastic. I think you can dance to them. I think it makes rock kids dance. It makes dance kids rock and all sorts of cliches like that.
That's good.
I think they're splendid. I think this album is fantastic. It's more than that, though. It's got love songs. It's fantastic. And I think they're by far and away one of the, you know, Radio 4 really aren't in their league. You know, Rapture all the way.
There's a touch of disco on there as well, which is quite
more
enjoyable.
Than a touch. They went into the studio with, well, certainly with House of Jealous Lovers, they went into the studio with the express intention with the DFA, the production gurus, to make a house record, and it worked.
I think it's brilliant, but I mustn't tell you that, because that's not my job. And if you dance to them, you'd have to do a kind of jerky dance. I think
you
that's
would,
a good thing.
And I'm glad the jerky dance is back, quite frankly, because I can't do any other dance.
We're of that age where that's the dancing we had to do.
That's true. And,
less
you know,
than we.
Well, no, sorry. I am, and I'm waiting for that to come back, so I can go out again with impunity.
And I'm at least a year older than Stuart, so I know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So let's give it a mark out of 10, then. The whole album, if we've heard it or if not.
9.
9. Stuart?
I haven't heard the whole album, so 8.
Okay. Paul?
Whole album 6, that song 7.
Right, that's very, 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 very precise of you. Now, David Bowie's back, people know this. He hasn't been away very long this time, though. This is a track from Reality.
Mounted on
David Bowie's stock going up or down, because stocks can do both. The album is called Reality. It's out on September the 15th. That track is called She'll Drive the Big Car. We'll be playing the title track in a moment, only when we've decided if we like him or not. He then only came out last year. People said it was a return to form. They were wrong, because he was already on form. But is this a return to form? I don't know. Well, we'll find out. It's not for me to say. Stuart Lee.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned stocks there at the start, because that would seem to me to be one of the important factors in why that is a David Bowie record that sounds exactly like David Bowie. Because he did those two albums, that sold about a third of what the last one did.
Yeah.
After a huge investment and leaving the record company, he got dropped, didn't he, as well? And that feels like some kind of economic decision to go into a holding pattern to at least give the fans what they are used to having. And you think how different that is to Suede at the start, which we were all not sure about, but Suede used to sound like, they were trying to sound like David Bowie, now they sound like something else. But there's Bowie trying to sound like the most David Bowie you've ever heard. A bit like when R.E.M. did that single Day Sleeper, which just sounded like a parody of R.E.M. It was so like R.E.M. You thought, this is Warner Brothers going, come on, we spent £8 million on you, so try and, at least be R.E.M. But, so I kind of think it's beyond criticism, really, because it's just an exactly like a David Bowie record, so there you are.
There is a bit of that. I mean, I have heard the whole thing. I don't always listen to the whole album, but I did last night hear it, and it's not the greatest David Bowie album ever made. It's not the worst either.
I agree completely. I think it's interesting. Neil Young once got sued by his record label for not sounding enough like Neil Young.
That should
warn people off, I think. Yeah. I think precisely what you said, Andrew. I think it's a good David Bowie album. It's not the best David Bowie album by a stretch. I think it's less bad than the worst ones.
But did you go along with the consensus that Heathen was a return to form, and therefore that meant Owls wasn't any good?
No.
Owls?
Oh, right.
Owls. Yes, that great lost David Bowie
album. If he makes them as fast as he's making them at the moment, he will have to call one Owls eventually, because he'll run out of other titles.
Yeah, I think Heathen was a return to some sort of form. It obviously wasn't a return to the great 70s. No. Vintage. I think this is okay. I think more people than just David Bowie fans will like this record, but I really don't think it's exactly going to convert anyone new.
I think he's too comfortable. He's got a lovely wife and a lovely kid and a lovely flat.
No, you can have comfort. Now, there's this great lie that you have to suffer when you're making art. That's nonsense. I think he's just got too much money and access to two big studios and too many expensive producers.
Paul Rees, he's on the cover of your magazine, draped with a naked lady.
Which is lovely. But I think the thing with Bowie is, it's another rock critic thing, isn't it? I think virtually every album he ever released, people come around and say, oh, he's back to form.
Yes, fantastic.
That's
true.
No, he's not. And, it's a perfectly decent record, it's okay. But I think the way he flew so high in the 70s, he's not going to get back to level again. I don't think you do that for any sustained period. And it's okay, it's easy listening. That's about it. He's not going to break any barriers anymore, is he?
But I unfashionably liked his drum and bass album,
Earthly. I thought that
because
was great.
He was battling with something there. Yeah. He didn't know what to do with himself. He sounds like he knows exactly what he's doing now.
I think I like it when he says phrases in a high voice over fast music. That's what I like David Bowie doing. And he did that a lot on that drum and bass album.
Yeah.
He had a go there.
But now he's just doing that. Well, we're going to play another track in a moment, but before we do that, we'll have to sign off and give it a mark out of 10. Paul Rees, he's on your cover. What's his album worth? 4 stars in Q Magazine.
Yes, but I don't endorse everything in Q Magazine. 6 out of 10.
He's been away. Yeah. Stuart Lee.
I haven't heard the album, but I'll give him... Well, it's David Bowie, isn't it? Yeah. It's exactly David Bowie, so you have to give it at least 8.
Right, okay.
Ooh,
Kitty?
Generous 6.
A 6, okay. So that's David Bowie. He'll have another one this time next week, probably, so we'll be reviewing
it'll
it next
be back
time
to form then, though.
Yes, it will be a return to the form
owls,
of reality.
Owls, you should do owls.
Owls. See,
that'll be a hoot.
You're in some way.
Oh, God.
Oh, I can't say anything more. I will have to say goodbye. I've been Andrew Collins. This has been Roundtable. We'll be back next week at 6 o'clock. Thank you very much, Kitty Empire.
Thank you.
Stuart Lee.
Thanks.
And Paul Rees.
Thank you.
You must all come again. And don't go on holiday for so long this time, Paul. This is Reality. It's the title track. It's got a lovely wife, lovely kids.